And now it's time for more of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. This portion of the show is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup. Rancho Leonero, where your wildest Baja dreams come true. Maui Jim Sunglasses, the choice of the best captains. Shimano Rods and Reels, fish with the best, Shimano. And by Yamaha Upwards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Here we go. Another great hour of Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. Here's Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Hour number two, Let's Talk Hookup, right here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090. Pete Gray here, the Rock God Rick Mexa, and the world headquarters here, right next to where the Searcher parks. That's right next to Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Captain Art Taylor from the Searchers here, and having a great show. Lots of great phone calls, lots of great texts, and lots of great information from Captain Art. And we want to hear from you.
No doubt, man. This has been a great show. So much great information. And the beauty of Let's Talk Hookup is it's all about you and your questions. And we want to have your participation here in the second hour. Give us a call at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us on Let's Talk Hookup on the phones. Or send us a text. Text the show option. Lots of great texts here to read in the second hour. That's only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. Free download. Shoot your questions in. Let us know where you're texting from, and we'll read your questions on the air. Not only we talking fishing, talking to you about your text messages, we are giving away a great prize to one lucky caller at the end of the show today. It's $100 in Searcher Bucks for one lucky caller. And as we said in the beginning of the show, those Searcher Bucks good for anything searcher related. You can buy yourself a new Searcher t-shirt at the end of the trip. You can put it towards your galley tab. You can put it towards tackle used on the boat. Whatever you need, $100 coming your way from Searcher Bucks at the end of the show today. How cool is that?
That is really cool. So you want to get through 213-432-1090. JP's standing by there waiting for your phone calls, and they'll put you up, and we'll get you in the rotation. So speaking of the rotation, got some very patient callers. Let's jump into it.
You got it, buddy. How about Memo calling us from Chula Vista up next on Let's Talk Hookup? What's up, Memo?
How you doing, guys? First-time caller, long-time listener. Been fishing San Diego most of my life. Well, the problem I'm having is a couple years ago I had a leg amputation, and I'm wheelchair-bound. And I still want to go fishing, but I haven't found a charter that's reasonable in price or somebody who handles a wheelchair-bound fisherman. I was trying to see if you guys had some information or a phone number or somebody I can contact so that I can go out fishing on a charter that's reasonably priced, because I'm a disability income. But I'm pretty sure you guys know somebody that'll take disabled people out, and I haven't been able to find anybody that's reasonable.
Well, I can jump in at least for a start and just tell you for sure that the Dolphin at a Fisherman's Landing has no issue taking people that are in a wheelchair. It's something that happens, I don't want to say every trip, but it's not an uncommon occurrence at all. The guys are certainly able to do so. I know I've seen the same thing on the new Seaforth out of Seaforth. I'm sure you could find the same thing. It's one of those.
At a Point Loma Sport Fishing, Daily Double probably.
It for sure is. I think it would behoove you to, you know, double check the weather to make sure that it's going to be comfortable for yourself. But I know that it's definitely doable that way. In terms of a charter, meaning if you're just wanting it to be you or you and you and the family or you and a couple buddies, I don't have an immediate recommendation, but I'm sure a call maybe to Dana Landing or something like that could at least provide you some more information on more of a private charter type basis.
Yeah. Art, disabled people on the Searcher, because of the length of the trips, it's probably not a good idea, right?
We just ask that there's an attendant along with you. We've had disabled people on board the Searcher, sure. You know, just need somebody along with you to help with whatever your needs are.
Yeah.
We have a limited amount of staff on board. So,
sure.
We just ask that you have an attendant. And so we've had them from time to time.
Yeah. All right. And it works out okay as long as the weather's cooperative and everything.
Yeah, weather's a big factor.
For sure. Well, hope that helps you out, Mamo. Thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. That does free up 213-432-1090. You want to get through, have a chance to talk to Captain Mart. win some Searcher Bucks. There you go. I love the idea of Searcher Bucks. That's really a unique and creative idea for sure. That you can basically use that $100 that you'd win today, or if you buy it for a gift for a friend.
Certainly, yeah.
For
holidays. And Celia confirmed that she sends a certificate.
A certificate. Okay, yeah. Good. All right. She was listening.
My favorite answer was, Art, when Pete's like, is it a certificate? And we're like, well, I'm not 100% sure about that. And then you said something, so it is. Yeah, why not? Yeah, sure it is. Yeah, we'll make it that way.
So if you want to buy it for a gift, $100, $200, $500, you want to send them on a trip, a future trip, you don't
sure,
have to.
Sure, pay their galley tab, whatever.
That's whatever. What I see.
Buy Searcher sweatshirt or T-shirt or whatever.
Certainly.
It's good for anything Searcher.
This is such a cool thing if you and your bud always go, hey, we always do a 40 on the Searcher together. It'd be a cool thing to get them for their trip. I love it. I just thought it was a really cool idea.
Call the Searcher office.
Certainly, yeah.
Yeah, all right. And one lucky caller today at 213-432-1090 is going to win $100 of Searcher Bucks.
Yeah. Hey, also we said, too, don't forget about the Texas show. Lots of great text. Wanted to read one from Bill Dunn from Santa Barbara. I just really wanted to compliment Art and the Searcher crew. I've been out a few times this year on the Searcher. I had one very minor problem, but they bent over backwards to resolve it, and I had two fantastic trips. I can't begin to compliment Art and their crew enough. Looking forward to the next trip.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Also, I just had a text that said that the real fun out of Dana Wharf does some handicap trips.
There you
so,
go.
If Mamma wants to head up to Dana Wharf Sport Fishing up there, they've got some stuff scheduled there.
Yeah, I think a half day trip with a little call in advance to let the guys know and make sure that your weather. I think that's going to be the easiest thing for you. Enjoy it. Big stable platform. Pick a day when it's nice and calm and get out and enjoy some fishing, Mamma. I think you're gonna have a great time.
All right.
Well, the phones are still packed up, but we do have a shot to get through. Let's talk now to Jim. Jim's calling us from National City this morning. Hi, Jim. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Another great show. First of all, I want to congratulate the skipper there. You've had a great year. I've followed you on the fish count. You know, I got this bad hip going. I got to have it replaced Tuesday, so I haven't been able to get out there in the last 6-8 months. But I've been following you, Art. You guys have done a great job this year. But my question is, do you have any – I probably could find out on your website, but – do you have anything planned for Guadalupe trips? Are you going to get the permits, or is that in your future?
Well, we currently have a Guadalupe permit for this season, and we're kind of on a trip by trip basis, making a decision about a week before the trip goes, and whether we're going to go there or not. Based on fishing. We don't want to take you to Guadalupe Island if the fish quit biting or they move off or something like that. Then we'll take you to the best fishing spot that we think that you're going to have an opportunity to catch something. So,
but it's certainly an option.
It's an option, yeah.
Yeah, on the
same. And as far as next year, who knows? The application window starts in April of next year, and we'll see what happens in the future as far as Guadalupe Island is concerned. There's always a certain amount of uncertainty when it comes to applying for permits. So,
but it seems pretty secure right now. I mean, people, we're on a positive note right now
what's going on at Guadalupe. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
All right. Very good. Hey, thanks a lot for the call, Jim. Nice to hear from you. Speaking of Guadalupe, so you said about a week out, you kind of make
generally,
that decision.
Yeah.
Because you have to get the permits in order and such like that, right?
Yeah. Our agent in Ensenada has to, make arrangements with all the officials in the port of Ensenada. So, and then
there's some extra fees involved.
We have to get the, daily user permit that has to happen, and there's a process with that, transferring money and all that sort of thing that needs a few days notice in order to get that done. So usually about a week out we're making a decision.
Here's a funny story from a Searcher trip to Guadalupe from John in San Clemente. I was on the Searcher. We were fishing at Guadalupe. I had a backlash, so I hooked an 8-ounce torpedo sinker and dropped it down and got the backlash out, but ended up hooking a 40-pound-plus yellowtail on it. The deckhand didn't believe me, and he found the 8-ounce torpedo weight in the yellow's belly. So that's a lucky angler there.
Yeah, yeah, you're living right there if you get a bite on a sinker.
On a sinker.
No bait.
Yeah. That's pretty good, for sure. Shows you how good the fishing is on the searcher.
Yeah.
You can hook big 40-pound yellowtail on a sinker.
Yeah, no hook, nothing. Yeah.
Nothing.
I think you know, about a guy, so he's trying to pull his backlash out, so he puts his big sinker on his hook and sends it down to clear the line out, and then I think about the rack right now at Fisherman's, where, you know, some of those really Gucci knife jigs, you know, from manufacturers that have the jig is X amount of dollars, and then you spend, you know, money on the aftermarket hooks and the heavy duty rings and the fluorocarbon leaders, and it's very common to see upwards of a $50 and $60,
sure,
you know, full setup by the time you're done tricking it out and making it so Gucci, and then hear about a 40-pound yellow on a torpedo sinker with circle hook on it. It just goes to show you got to be in the right place at the right time.
No.
Yeah, and Roy Rose about a month ago showed me the new flatfall lure, and it was a 16-ounce torpedo sinker with a treble hook on the bottom of it, and he got a 200-pounder on
it. He got a 200-pounder on
it. Yeah, well, one of his customers did. He hooked it and handed it off. But it was just a 16-ounce sinker with a torpedo sinker with a treble hook on the bottom and sent it that down.
Wow. My favorite part was they got that trophy on it, but they had two more fish on it that same trip. You know,
no
what I mean? Like,
way, really?
You know, everybody laughed at him like, it was such a fluke. Look how wide open it was. He had three fish that trip on a 16-ounce torpedo sinker.
On a 16-ounce
sinker.
and a treble hook.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Roy's famous for that, you know. There was one year that he was getting bites on the troll. It's like, Roy, what the heck are you using? And he brought it out, and it was a 7/16 socket with a with a skirt taped on it and a double hook on it. And he said, yeah, you got to have a 7/16. 9/16 doesn't work. 3/4 socket doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
But
it's got to be
7/16 socket, you know, it works really
that's
well.
That's game.
Yeah, that's Roy for
you. He's literally the reason the half inch is never in the box. Like, that's it. Like, he is the reason you can't find it.
Hey, Ken from Camp Pendleton has a question for Art. With your years on the water, what's the most interesting thing you found floating in the ocean? Not just necessarily the lures on the torpedo sinker.
Yeah. I think that we've come across a drone, you know, a Navy torpedo that was used in some sort of exercise or something like that, and of course we didn't have the ability to lift it aboard the boat, but you know, from time to time we find weird stuff like that floating out there. Yeah.
What do you do when you see something like that?
Well, if it's, you know, it can be a hazard to navigation.
Sure.
So, you know, you could report it, and we did report it to the Coast Guard and gave them a latitude and longitude and said, you know, this thing is floating out here, and so it's a hazard to navigation. You know, you certainly wouldn't want to drive across it with, you know, it could take out your prop or your rudder or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's what we did.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
They went 10 degrees to starboard is what they did.
Yeah. It's called the Coast Guard.
Just bend around it a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah, definitely. All right. Let's go ahead and jump back on those phones.
You
want to get through? 213-432-1090.
Time for Don in Woodland Hills. You're up next on Let's Talk Hook Up. Don, thanks for hanging in there with us. Good morning.
Hey, guys. Good morning. Thanks for the time to speak to one of my favorite skippers and favorite boats. I just called in to recognize the team that doesn't always get recognized, and that's Celia and Aaron in the office. They do such an amazing job. They're very accommodating, very helpful, full of tons of information. And I'm just very thankful that I get to fish the searcher and I get to work with such a great team, and just wanted to recognize them.
Thank you very much for the kind words, Don.
All right, Don. When's your next trip on the searcher?
Unfortunately, not until next year, but I've already got one trip booked and looking at two others.
That's cool. Right on, Don.
All right. Nice to hear from
you,
Don. Thanks a lot for the call this morning. You know, speaking of which, I was perusing the 2022 searcher schedule, which is up on the website, searchersportfishing.com, that you can link on the Let's Talk Hookup links page there in the long range section. There are already a lot of trips up, including the two Let's Talk Hookup day and a half trips that already have either zero space on it or limited space on it. So it's not too early to start looking at booking trips next year.
Absolutely,
on the searcher, right? 2022.
Yeah, you know, before we do that on the website, launch it on the website, we send out an e-newsletter to people that have been on trips before, so they kind of get, like, first shot at things. And
yeah.
So, you know, there's trips that have people on a waiting list already because they got off the boat, had a great time, and they rebooked for the following season on the
yeah.
same trip. So
wow.
that happens frequently.
Yeah, yeah. So there's still plenty of space on many, many trips. But
yeah.
My point is, even though it's only September of 2021, if you want to
mm-hmm.
get on a trip next summer or spring, summer, or fall on
right.
Searcher, get on SearcherSportFishing.com, pick your trip out, and get a deposit in.
Absolutely, yeah.
And how much does that deposit need to be?
It can be $100. You can set up a payment plan if you want and pay $100 a month. You know, we can get your credit card information, and it automatically happens.
All right.
Celia has
a
method
cool
to do that.
It.
And,
yeah.
And it makes it affordable. You don't have to, you know, come up with the full 50%. And so there's payment plans available. And we just finalized the fall schedule. So the fall schedule will be coming out in the next week. And
okay.
So
that's
all
with
of
all those ultra-limited load
yeah.
trips. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And those are popular, right?
They are, yeah.
They fill up very quickly.
Yeah.
Yeah. So if you wanted to go on one of those, you could throw $100 a
That's
Searcher
a,
bucks
yeah.
that you win today on Let's Talk Hookup
yeah, sure.
and start paying off that trip.
Yeah,
as
you know,
we
prefer that you put down 50%. We don't want you to put down $100 and hold that spot for 9 months and then
sure.
cancel out
That's
of it.
Not
so,
happen, yeah.
You know, we'll set up a payment plan for you.
There you go.
I dig the auto payment plan, though, thing. I mean, what a great call that, you know, if you're paycheck goes in on this date, and you just every month you have another, you know, couple hundred bucks come out every time. It's not too bad of a hit, but you know it's just ticking away. It's one of those things
right.
where if it just happens automatically, you just get used to the payment flow, and next thing you know, your trip's paid for.
Exactly.
That's a great call.
Yeah. A lot of great compliments coming in through via text on the Searcher, and here's one from Bill Dunn in Santa Barbara. Just wanted to compliment Art on the Searcher, the crew. I've been out twice this year on the Searcher, one minor problem, but they have bent over backwards to resolve it and had two great trips. Can't compliment Art and the crew enough.
Compliment so nice.
Bill.
You read it twice.
Oh, I'm sorry. You read that one? All right.
Just messing with you.
Yeah, you read that one. All right. I missed that
but
one.
But no, here. But to that point, that's exactly it. Is that it's been hard that we've get the text the show thing has been tremendously popular, and it has been hard weeding through.
Yeah,
so
we,
many complimentary
so
texts
many
to find questions for you to answer. This one was kind of in between the two that I wanted to read next.
Yeah.
And it was from Phil in Costa Mesa. It says, I love the 14-person, two-and-a-half-day format. I've already been twice this year. I've already booked a couple for next year. One, I want to know how you came up with that, but more so I want to know what the crew feels about the smaller loads. Also, Art is my absolute favorite to fish with. I've been fishing with Art for over 30 years.
Wow.
Thanks, Phil. Well, you know, with less people, you just kind of the – I guess you could say the overall vibe on the boat is it's a little bit more relaxed. It's kind of laid back, and that was something that, you know, we noticed about those 14 passenger trips and those 2.5 day limited load ones in the spring are 17 people, and it's just you know, it's more laid back. There seems as though there's less pressure and of course there's plenty of space and so it's just, I think that is something that the crew talks about all the time, is that it's, you know, it's a little bit easier, a little more relaxed and laid back. And so it's a good thing.
Do you enjoy those trips?
Certainly, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I'll bet. Yeah. Really fun. Everybody has a good time.
Yes. you know, that's one thing that we say all the time, is that we're going to have some fun and we might catch a fish or two.
There you go.
That's cool.
That's a good. Yeah. Fishing is extra. Catching is extra.
I hear it all the time in the tackle store, like the core group of guys that love those trips, you see them often for that same trip. So it's one, you're bound to, you know, you're bound to just get to know guys even more so when there's lesser people on the boat. You're sharing your time more together. But, you know, it's those guys are going often, and it's been fun to watch, at least from the top of the dock. You see the guys, like, you know, it's a bunch of buddies that maybe only, you know, they only share the time with each other on those trips each year. But it's really, you can just tell, I think what I'm getting at is it's a very good camaraderie on those trips. It's that way on all trips, but it seems even more so on those ultra limited levels. It looks really fun.
For sure. Well, let's find out what's biting.
You got it, dude. It's time for our fishdope.com report by Captain Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. And today, that catch report is sponsored by the fish pros at Fisherman's Processing in San Diego. Not only do they offer the best processing for your fish when your trip returns to the San Diego Landing, as well as your private boat catch, but now with Fish Pros The Market, you can purchase fresh fish. They have smoked and jerkied fish, spices, rubs, smoked cheese, their famous tuna burger, and that amazing poke kit. They're now open at their new location in Old Town on Taylor Street. Call for details or order online at fishermansprocessing.com. And let's talk to Dave Hansen, your saltwater guide. Good morning, Dave.
Well, good morning, Pete, Art, Rick. Thanks for having me.
Good morning, Dave.
Great show. Love listening to Art. There's some history right there.
Oh, yeah.
But,
were you running a boat named the Affliction this week?
Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what I do. I go and I poach fish from other boats. That's me.
I'm just making sure, Dave.
Just trying to cross
Thanks,
them off
Pete.
The list.
Thanks for
just
throwing that out
the
there.
List.
Thank you. Yes, absolutely. I only do that to Rick when I see him out on his partner. And I do it at 8.5 knots, trying to troll and get my kite line to catch his line. That's my style.
Got to get that spreader bar out there.
Absolutely. But no, we don't drive and park above upswell. That's not where the fish are. We might have been downswell if one of his fish went downswell. We may have got one that way. But that being said, don't follow boats. If you want to go catch fish, go fish for fish.
Yes.
You always preach that, Dave, and I must say that's why I was pulling your leg, because I know you always preach don't follow boats, find your own fish.
No, like I try to tell everybody, the first thing you do when you buy your boat is you tell everybody, I bought my boat so I don't have to fish with a bunch of people, and then the very first thing you do is go look for the party boats. It's pretty crazy.
Yeah.
But here we go, gang. Another phenomenal week of fishing. Like Brian Woolley said, they had that little bit of anchovy in the bait up there at Dana Point, and oh my goodness, you could just tell. There was 200 fish release days up there. It just makes all the difference in the world when you can throw some anchovies on the edge of that kelp. It just makes it a whole different world. People go, oh, there's no bass left. Then you throw some anchovies on the edge of the kelp, and boom, the bass come out of nowhere. So that's fun. You can tell when they have that little bit of anchovy in the bait. Dana Wharf always reports all the fish they catch and all the bass they release, which is pretty spectacular there. So they had fun fishing there, but man, oh man, it's hard to get off that bluefin. That bluefin thing is just absolutely incredible. 80 miles, 90 miles off the beach, 80, 90 miles off of Dana Point, straight cow fishing. For 2 weeks now, it's just been absolutely insane. The guys you talk to, they can't talk enough about how bitchin' the fishing is out there. What a bitchin' time to be alive and be seeing this thing that no one's really talked about or has never really happened this consistently since, you know, back in the tuna club days of the 1800s. So it just keeps going. And then you look at what's going on here. Art will tell you when I get off the phone. But, man, here's a whole new set of fish coming up the line again. We got yellowfin tuna in the mix. We got kelp patty yellowtail. You got Dorado, you got Skipjack showing up. There's all kinds of stuff coming still, and it's the end of September. So, like I hear Ricky say every year, this is his favorite time to fish, October, November. The table's set, and like Gundy said, let's just pray that we're out of this wind for a little while and we can just have some consistent weather. Table's set. Everything's going to come pouring back into Southern California as long as we don't get a big blow again. And then Catalina, Clemente, they're still biting good. They're still, if you can find some conditions, you find a little trickle of downhill current, there's some yellows to catch at Catalina and at Clemente. And on the way there, on the way home, you're going to find a kelp patty with some Dorado and yellowtail and yellowfin. It's just everything's set for another phenomenal week. So let's just pray we don't get any wind and let's keep the ball rolling.
I like it, man. That's a solid report. Like you say, great news coming forward with all the sign of that fish going. And all that yellowfin moving up and down the beach. We'll appreciate a great report as always. And if you want to keep in touch with all the great fishing that's happening, fishdope.com. Danny and the boys do such a good job. Danny monitors the radio all the time, has a huge network of both private boat and sport boat buddies, and compiles all the fishing information multiple times a day on fishdope.com. And often you'll see a morning report, you'll see an afternoon update, you'll see an evening report to help you plan for the next day, the water temp, and Fishdope just got so much great information from you know, guys like yourself and everybody reporting. And if you want to save $20 on a new membership to fishdope.com, you can do that using the code HOOKUPNOW, all lowercase, no space. HOOKUPNOW is your $20 code. And Dave, if somebody wants the how-to information on how to catch all these fish, how do we find you?
Gang, go check out my website at yoursaltwaterguide.com with over 400 how-to videos. We even have Ricky on there teaching you how to tie knots. So go check it out, yoursaltwaterguide.com. I'll be with you guys next Sunday. I can't wait for a new week of phenomenal reports.
All right. Sounds good.
Thanks, Dave.
Appreciate Dave. Talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Thanks.
All right.
Bye.
Phones are packed up. Let's jump into it, Rick.
Norman from San Diego is up next on Let's Talk Hookup. Hi, Norman. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. So you could give some insight about these anti-pollution standards that are being talked about for the sport fishing boats. What does that mean for the searcher in particular?
Good question. You know, that. By the way, I want to thank all the Let's Talk Hookup listeners that came out to the rally in front of H&M Landing yesterday. I know, Art, you spoke and got some good news media coverage on that, too. What does it mean? What does this new CARB thing mean to the searcher?
Well, as it stands, since there isn't a engine in our horsepower rating, the proposed regulations are that we comply with the, you know, the new regulations that would require us to put a what they call a Tier 4 engine, which is, you know, very close to zero emissions. But they don't make a Tier 4 engine in our horsepower rating, and the manufacturer has stated that they're not going to make a Tier 4 engine in our horsepower rating, and so that makes it so that we can't comply. And so CARB's solution to not complying is you take the existing vessel, which would be the searcher, out of service, and you build a new searcher. With
so basically
engines that
scrap the searcher,
scrap
and
the searcher, and start new with a brand new boat with engines that can comply with the emission standards that they're proposing.
And how realistic is that?
Zero chance. Zero chance. It would be probably close to $5 million to replace the searcher with engines that are compliant. And there's no way for us to obtain financing for that. And the cost of the ticket would go up probably three or four times in order to service a $5 million note. So basically, searcher sport fishing would go away.
And
we'd be out of business.
As well as most of the other fleet in all of California.
Absolutely.
Like, not just San Diego,
right,
but every sport boat up and down the coast would be out of business.
Yeah, and, you know, there's other things that, safety-wise, you know, a Tier 4 engine, basically it has a catalytic converter in it that produces 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit heat. So where are you going to install it, and how are you going to insulate that so it's safe? And so the Coast Guard will go, well, if you're installing a piece of equipment that produces 2,000 Fahrenheit, then we're not buying off on that. We're not going to issue a certificate of inspection, so you're out of business there, too.
Yeah, how are you keeping that
so
safe?
It's not safe, and it's unfortunate that, you know, this is the proposed regulations, and we're hoping that there's some sort of middle ground. There are engines out there that are Tier 3 that produce less emissions and are available in our horsepower rating, and so maybe that's a solution, is that we could take the engines out of the searcher and install Tier 3 engines and keep the boat in service.
And that's a more realistic thing for all of the fleet, not just the
Searcher. Not just the Searcher, but, you know, the question was specific to the Searcher, so that would be our solution, and that's hopefully the Air Resource Board will realize that they're putting, I think it's upwards of 200 businesses in the state of California out of business, which translates to less jobs, less money. The surrounding, you know, associated businesses, fuel docks, hotels, tackle stores, restaurants, fish processors, and crews that work on boats would go away. And so that's not a solution. That's not a reasonable solution to comply with those new regulations.
And not to mention all the business side of it, that basically would basically not allow normal people to go sport fishing, period.
It's a lifestyle thing.
Yeah, I mean, there are thousands and thousands of avid anglers would not be able to go fishing. And if you think, I'll just have to buy my own boat, well, they're after that too.
Yep.
So the next step, after they go after the sport boats, they're going to go after the private boats.
Recreational.
There's
regulations that are in the hopper now for recreation boats. So there's boats that have Tier 2 engines in them, and they would essentially have to comply with the emission standards as well. Maybe it's further down the road. But for us personally, since we have Tier 0 engines, we bought them back in 2000. And we rebuilt them 6 years ago based on the existing regulations. We were told that we could rebuild those engines as many times as we want, but if we wanted to repower them, we would have to put the engine, replace it with an engine that met the standards at the time.
Right.
Well, so we spent X amount of dollars to rebuild them, and now they're saying that they're not in compliance, and we have to comply by the year 2025, which is 4 years from now.
Yeah.
Three years from now.
Yeah. Right around the corner. So that's why everybody, if you already have signed it, tell your friends. Savefishing.com. Savefishing.com. It takes literally 20 seconds to sign the petition that'll go to the governor, that'll go to the CARB board of California. That's a California thing. This is not a national thing. It's a California thing.
Right.
Savefishing.com. Sign the petition and let them know that this is not real.
Yeah, well said. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, more of your phone calls, and more great information. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Rock Cod Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Kevin Kelly and the crew at West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it. Fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery. A 2520 XLD pilot house with a $25,000 discount, a 2510 walk around with a $23,000 discount, and a 2320 pilot house with a $15,000 discount, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see Kevin Kelly at West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
All of us at the American Angler family want to express appreciation to our regular passengers that fish with us year after year and to the new anglers that came out this last season. We realize how precious your vacation time is, and we are truly grateful that you have chosen to spend this time with us. It's important that your experience is memorable, from the moment you call the office to the time you step off the boat. Hi, I'm Lori. Call me at the office, 619-223-5414, or check us out at AmericanAnglerSportFishing.com. Come fishing with the American Angler family and make a memory.
There's a place in Point Loma where it's always biting, and that is Point Loma Seafoods, right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma. The array of fresh fish that they have in their case right now, you know, with all the different fish that's going on right now. If you want dinner tonight, dinner all week, they've got such a choice.
They are the freshest thing in town. That's their motto, and it's the truth. You walk in there, and everything, like you say, that's available, the Christensens handpick the fish that go into the case. It's cut in-house. It's just... it's not an accident that you walk into that place and everything looks perfect every time.
Yeah. Lunch, dinner, they have the best I mean, everything. What's your favorite this week?
The cooked case, you know, with all their shrimps that they do. We've kind of gotten into that, like, Cajun cooked shrimp that they do. It's just killer. Get that. Get a half pint of tuna salad, some of the house-made Point Loma Seafoods chips. You've got, like, the best snacking after, you know, before dinner type craving food. It's just so good. Everything those guys do is awesome.
Sounds great. Point Loma Seafoods right next to the San Diego Landings in Point Loma.
When it comes to fishing rods for saltwater, there's just one name you need to know, Calstar. Take, for example, the Graphiter series. It's a true graphite and fiberglass composite rod, the finest that's ever been built. And for anglers seeking traditional performance, durability, and quality at an affordable price, the Calstar West Coast series of rods and blanks are the ones for you. Their master craftsmen bring decades of rod building experience to every rod they make. So if you want your fishing rods to be truly state-of-the-art, I always recommend Calstar at fine tackle stores everywhere.
There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check ResortKonaKai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Still time to get through. It's been a very busy morning on the phones and the text, but if you want to talk to Art, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at 213-432-1090.
All right, let's go chit and jump in the phones.
Well, you got it. Let's talk to Doug. Doug's calling us from Montebello this morning. Good morning, Doug. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
So what is your favorite tips to run anyway? The 3-day, 4-day, 5 days, or which one's your most favorite?
You know, I like them all. I mean, it's, you know, you see different things every day on the ocean. So when you're out there, you know, you never know what you're going to see. And, you know, the day and a half trips are special because, you know, you're getting anglers that may not have experienced a long range type trip. And so you're seeing new faces and, you know, 3-day trips, you know, that we have a lot of regular customers that come on 1 3-day trip a year, and so you get a chance to reconnect with regular customers. And then, you know, the 7-day trips, you know, there's lots of time and variety of fish to catch. So I like them all. It's I can't really pick out a length of trip that I'd like. You know, the fall is probably my favorite time of the year, you know, because the water's generally warmer, so you have chances for different species of fish. So, you know, the fall is a great time. The weather is generally calm and for the most part, and but you have a chance at variety, and so fall is probably my favorite time of year for sure.
Yeah. Good yeah, good great. Weather, good fishing. All right.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. Nice text from Mike and Torrance has an interesting question. Art, we always fish the lee of Guadalupe. What's the other side like?
I saw that.
Huh? Yeah. It's like, what is the
what's the weather side like over there?
Well, it's all primarily structure, and you're fishing dropper loop for yellowtail. Sometimes they get up on the surface, and so you're fishing, you know, maybe a greenback mackerel and fly line and 60-pound or something like that. You know, there are some pretty famous spots on the north end of the island there on the weather that, you know, one's called Big Fish and the other one's called Big Fish 2. And so, you know, it's one of those things where you're fishing 80-pound and a lockdown drag and hanging on, and hopefully you're getting that fish out of the structure. And so, you know, it's primarily it's a yellowtail thing. From time to time, there are that tuna gets over there, and it's also a weather thing. You know, you fish the lee because sometimes the weather isn't all that great out there, and so you can't get out to the backside. And so if it's calm, then that's an option for a day to go over there and try for some of that quality yellowtail that Guadalupe's famous for.
I got a chance to fish the weather side one time on a trip with Steve Loomis on the RP, and the thing that I remember the most about it was we had great yellowtail fishing, but way more than that was we caught a 12-pound whitefish on a whole mackerel on a live mackerel. 12-pound. I mean, I remember I didn't catch it. You know, the boat caught it. But, yeah, on
that's
the scale,
a whopper.
A 12-pounder. Like, that is a That was a real one. That was like that was the
it's
show.
Like Jurassic
there
Park.
Were 30-pound yellowtail caught in the same spot, but the only thing anybody could talk about was how big that whitefish was. It was a 12-pounder that a guy caught on a mackerel and a sliding egg sinker. I mean, it was
that's a good one.
Yeah, for a fish that's got a small mouth and you use small hooks and strips of squid to see one eat a live fly line mackerel was pretty impressive.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
No question. You know, one thing we haven't covered. This show, and I love to cover it just because it has so much history, and that is the history of the boat. First owner, builder.
Bill Poole.
1970,
launched it.
1970. And it was actually built in Costa Mesa, right?
That's correct, yeah. Dittmar and Donaldson Boatyard, yeah.
And what makes the Searcher so special in that construction that they did, what makes that boat so amazing? Because you know that boat inside and out, backward and forwards after for so long.
The craftsmanship and the material used. So it's the hull is double planked mahogany. So the hull's 2 inches thick of mahogany.
Solid mahogany.
Right. Well, it's planks.
Yeah.
So they're six inch.
But not
by
plywood,
1 inch.
But like real mahogany. Right?
Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. And you know they used silicon bronze fasteners, so it's glued and screwed from the inside and the outside.
Wow.
All the frames are mahogany, not just the planking. You know, you have the studs that are internal in the superstructure are all mahogany, and that's all glued and screwed with silicon bronze fasteners.
Wow.
And so just the craftsmanship and the material that was used 51 years ago, it was built for longevity. And, you know, not too often, but every, I want to say, 2, 3, 4 years or something like that, we have to make a repair. And so we open up a spot in the boat that hasn't seen the light of day in 50 years, and it's pristine.
That's so cool.
It's the same gray paint that they painted the entire inside of the boat with. It's pristine.
It's perfect.
I mean, it was like it was just it was done yesterday.
Wow.
And so that's what stands out is
that's
that
cool.
it was built right.
Yeah. And still to this day there it's probably as good as it was 50 years ago.
Yeah, I like to think so. You know, we put a lot of time and effort and money in maintaining that boat, and
yes,
there's a lot of pride involved in it. It's been part of our lives for 39 years now. And
39
so,
years. You and Celia have owned it. Wow.
Yeah. That's and so nice. It's, you know, we take care of the old girl.
Yeah.
It takes care of us.
Right.
It's been a great career, and so there's a lot of pride involved in that.
So when Bill Poole launched the Cape Polaris, as it was known, right?
Mm-hmm.
What did he do with that boat? Was that like the first premier long-range boat out of San Diego?
I don't think it was the first because the Red Rooster was built before that. That's now the Islander.
Okay.
So he was doing long-range trips. And then there was, you know, the Qualifier 85 there was the one of the mascots, and so there were boats doing, 3 to 5 day trips at that time. And Bill had that thing built, and so stretched, you know, going to 7 and 8 day trips to Alejos Rocks, and I think that boat went to Socorro and Roca Partida and Revillas.
Yeah,
and so you know it was one of those things where, you know. Air-conditioned cabins, and so it was like an upgrade.
Yeah,
yeah,
big
time. It was
time.
An upgrade.
Yeah. Luxury vessel.
Yeah.
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 And then after Bill owned it, then Frank owned it, right?
Right.
It.
So the Royal Polaris was launched in 1975, and that was the year that Frank bought the Cape Polaris and renamed it the Searcher.
The Searcher.
Right, 1975.
Now, where did the name Searcher come from? Did he ever tell
you?
Well,
there was a charter boat. It used to be called the Conquest. That was also built by Dittmar and Donaldson. It was a fiberglass, made of fiberglass construction, and that was called the Searcher.
Uh-huh.
And Frank owned that And right. so he took the name Searcher from the Conquest
okay.
and moved it over to the Cape Polaris and renamed it the Searcher.
Okay. Wow. Boat's got a lot of history.
I love it, man.
Yeah. Boat's got a lot
of
history.
One of my most favorites. Hey, we had a great text that came through for Art. This one is, how many shorter trips, like 1 to 2.5 day trips, do you recommend somebody who's fairly new to offshore fishing take before they jump into a 6 to 10 day style trip on the Searcher?
Well, you know, probably a couple, just because, you know, you want to be able to, you know, stay on the boat for 3 days and have 3 nights on board and that sort of thing and see if that, you know, is something that you're interested in doing. You know, I mean, there are people out there that, you know, because of motion sickness
sure.
or timing or whatever the case may be, that, you know, a week on a boat may not be your cup of tea. And so at least take at least a 3 day trip mm-hmm. so that you kind of get a feel for what's happening, you know,
what
time
it's like
in
to be
your cabin,
days.
What's like, yeah, exactly.
What's it like to eat gourmet meals 5 times a day?
Not worry yeah. about your phone going off.
Yeah.
Like the only decision you have to make on a 4 day trip right now is when you're going to get some sleep in. Like that.
Yeah. You
don't need to decide what to eat. You don't
yeah.
need to decide where to go. Yeah, exactly. You need to decide what pound test you're going to fish and when you're going to get some sleeping in. Like, do I want to forego this great fly line 30 to 60 pound bluefin and yellowtail fishing in the daytime? Do I want to forgo the epic kite bites that are happening in the afternoon? Do I want to forgo the, you know, 200 pounders biting flatfalls in the dark? Like, the only real decision you need to make right now is when you sleep.
Like, yeah.
The key is that, you know, longer trips, there's potential for more fishing time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, you know, if you go on a day and a half trip, you're going to fish dawn to dusk for 1 day. If you go on a 3 day trip, you're going to fish dawn to dusk for 2 days, so you get more fishing time, more time at the rail. If you go on a 4 day, then that's an additional time at the rail. And then if you go on a 6, 7, or 8 day trip, you know, there's more fishing available in quality areas than you would get on a 3 day trip. And so it's about fishing time and time at the rail. The longer the trip, potentially, you have more fishing time.
Four days are often 1 day longer versions of a 1 day trip. You know, each trip are often 1 day additional
right.
to a shorter trip. Once you start extending that, destinations and maybe anchor fishing instead of drift fishing, or maybe mm-hmm. an island, or maybe coastal, or you just start to
yep.
when you start to extend that, not only do you have the more time and variety, but different, like you were saying, different locations and different ways that you get to fish and different things that you get to experience.
Right.
Yeah. Speaking of kite, Ken in Santa Barbara wants to know how the kite rotation works on the Searcher.
It's a random thing. We pick a number out of the hat.
Okay.
Yeah.
And that's the day's kite rotation or the trip's kite rotation.
Right. We get a bite and prior to getting a bite, we'll pick like 2 or 3 numbers.
Yeah.
And so Rick's number 1 and that number comes out of a hat. And so you're up next on the kite. And Pete, your number happens to be 12, but number 12 gets picked out of the hat, so number 12 is on deck. And Art's number 24, and that number gets picked out of a hat, so you're in the hole. So
mm-hmm.
that's how it works.
Keep yourself ready. Be aware when the
yeah.
bite's coming. You know, you always kind of want to know where you're
right.
at in the rotation. And
yep.
And if when somebody hooks one, then guy number two, you know, the next person drawn is up and so on and so forth.
Yep, exactly.
And do they stay on until a bite happens, or is it a time thing? You know, you got it for an hour, or is that dependent from trip to trip?
It's here's the thing. We pretty much fish the kite.
Mm-hmm.
So you're not actually hanging on to the kite.
So outfit. you're still
we're
able
fishing
to fish
it.
While
you're
it's
able
being
to fish.
Fished.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
You're not...
So the crew's fishing the kite bait. And the reason for that is that, you know, we have more experience. We know what to look for. And so we hook the fish and say, okay, number one, and
sure.
we hand you the
you're
rod.
Right.
Well, and you're doubling the angler's potential. You know, the guy who's on the
sure.
guy, you're doubling his opportunity.
He may be already hooked up.
Yeah. Rather
yeah. Than, yeah, so we go to the next number.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Rather
yeah.
than being, quote-unquote, stuck on the kite, you're getting to fish a bait on your own and then have the advantage of the kite being fished
I
for
like
you.
I like that idea.
Right. Yeah. And then, you know, if we're able to get kite bites and that sort of thing, we're also trying to get people that may not already have a fish.
Sure.
Because, you know, with the kite outfit, you know, it's 130 pound Spectra. It's got a 200 pound leader and a great big hook on it, and it's got a big rod and reel, and so your chances go up of landing the fish because you're on that heavy tackle. So we're trying to get everybody a fish.
Getting towards the end of the trip, most everybody's been fortunate enough to have several, but one guy, for whatever reason, having a tough time and snake bit, and he lost his two. That's a great opportunity to put a rod in his hands, and high percentage of that fish is coming over the rail.
Exactly.
Yeah. Hey, Bart Hall, being the gourmand that he is, wants to know what's a typical menu on the searcher?
Typical menu.
Like what kind of food do you serve?
Well, you know, you mentioned gourmet, but, you know, cheeseburgers are always famous. Pulled pork sandwiches for lunch, you know, Reubens and that sort of thing. The guys like to make a fresh macaroni salad or a fresh potato salad or something like that to go with it. And then, you know, dinners are, you know, pork tenderloin, and it can be stuffed with blue cheese and a nice sauce over the top of it, and scalloped potatoes and salad and fresh bread fresh fish. We love to serve fresh seared tuna.
Yeah.
With white sticky rice and wasabi aioli that goes with that.
That sounds so good.
Ribs is always a famous one. You know, Dan makes a great Asian style rib with a hoisin sauce and rice and a vegetable and a salad and a dessert and fresh baked bread. Tri-tip. We like to serve tri-tip with I'm drawing a blank at that green sauce that is so famous. Chimichurri sauce. Thank you very much. With a baked potato. So, you know, it's all fresh ingredients and fresh baked breads, and, you know, we try and change things up a little bit and, you know, make pork chops out of a pork tenderloin and that's breaded and cooked in the oven, and those things are so tender, and Mike makes a applesauce from scratch, and so that goes over the top of a pork chop. So that
sounds pretty good to me.
I'm in. All right, Bart, you and I will go together.
Yeah, we're hungry now.
Yeah. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Cookup coming your way, including finding out who's got $100 in searcher bucks to take advantage of all this great stuff. You stay tuned. More Let's Talk Cookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Cookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper-equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Bray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take-a-ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
Cass Tours is a family-owned and operated travel company that specializes in taking you to great fishing destinations. They take pride in providing the best and most affordable vacation packages available. Cass Tours has been creating unique sport fishing and vacation trips for decades. Whether it's a fishing trip or a family vacation, they will provide you the service and value you deserve. Call Cass Tours at 800-593-6510 or check CassTours.com.
Turner's Outdoorsman, Southern California's number one shooting, hunting, and fishing tackle retailer since 1971, is right in your neighborhood. Now with stores throughout Southern, Central, and Northern California. No one does it better. Turner's Outdoorsman brings you the best prices and selection, plus a knowledgeable staff that will help make your day on the water or in the field more fun. Stop by your neighborhood Turner's Outdoorsman. To find a location nearest you, check the web at turners.com and sign up for special deals and more.
Great fishing is what Seaforth Sports Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, Seaforth Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato, Doe, Pride, Polaris Supreme, Tribute, Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaforth Sea Watch in San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaforth Sport Fishing. For charters or schedule, check seaforthlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. All right, big winner, $100 in searcher bucks going to Norman in San Diego. Norman, congratulations. You're going to have such a great time on your next trip on the searcher.
Hey, Art, great show. Searcher, great boat, and opportunities to go fishing with you. And how do we do that?
Searchersportfishing.com. You can book online. You can go to the website there and book online.
Very easy.
Very easy. Yeah.
You can make payments, like Art said.
Payments, yeah. Yeah. And it's
buy
secure.
Searcher bucks for your friends.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, do you sell searcher bucks online?
I don't think so.
You have to call the office.
I think you should call Celia, 619-226-2403, or talk to Erin. She's in there quite a bit.
Okay.
Here. Yeah.
Yeah, and there are a few opportunities left to go fishing on the searcher this 2021, but not very many. Though.
I think
maybe one or two.
Yeah, there might be one or two spots. Yes. Yeah, there's one on the Seeker 7 day that's going to Guadalupe Island that I think just opened up because of a passport issue.
Yeah,
and so that's
want to go to Guadalupe?
26th.
Yeah, well, 26th. Great.
Yeah,
check searchersportfishing.com for more information. Thanks to JP for manning the phones and manning the board today. Thanks to Adam for all he does on the Let's Talk Hookup app. Of course, putting those archives up on the Let's Talk Hookup app, they'll be right up there right away. Next Saturday and Sunday, next Saturday, Ali from BD Outdoors and Yusuf, the realtor, brothers together here on next Saturday. And then next Sunday, the Sea Samurai himself, Kevin Nakata, will be here. Thanks for listening today. We'll see you next week right back here on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.